Hello and welcome to week 5 of Girl Power on Leeds Student Radio. That was, of course, The Supremes with Baby Love, recorded in 1964 and released for the Motown record label. Now, as autumn fades into winter, the nights get a bit colder and deadlines loom on the horizon, or tomorrow, if you're me. Relaxing vibes are in order for tonight, so therefore this week's Girl Power is going to focus entirely on the wonderful women and girl groups of the 1960s, with music from The Supremes, Nico, Anna Karina, Dusty Springfield and much, much more. Remember to get in touch tonight at This Is LSR on Twitter or to like the Girl Power radio page on Facebook.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was the Ronettes on Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to Girl Power and that was Be My Baby. A lot of people probably recognise that from the 80s film Dirty Dancing. I think it's the opening credits song. But originally it was indeed released by the Ronettes, an American girl group from America, and as a single in August 1963 and later placed on their 1964 debut LP called Presenting the Fabulous Ronettes, featuring Veronica. Actually, the song's considered to be one of the best songs of the 1960s. In 2004, it was actually ranked 22 by Rolling Stone magazine in its list of 500 greatest songs of all time, which is an incredible honour, and described as the Rosetta Stone studio pioneers such as the Beatles and Brian Wilson. So it's like a really important, influential track for many, many artists.
Just come on by my side.
Girl Valette's with Who Was Really Saying Something, quite a mouthful actually to pronounce their name, with their 1964 hit, He Was Really Saying Something. And now tonight's kind of theme special for tonight's show is surrounding kind of 60s music. And obviously because it's Girl Power, it's going to be 60s female music artist. And the importance of this decade cannot be overstated. Its influence of other female artists across the decades following. Girl groups began their initial popularity in the early 1960s, really. They provided a voice for a generation of adolescents, female and male, and they produced thousands of songs that addressed kind of the issues of romance, heartbreak, and the endless search for true love in modern day society in the 60s. And obviously the 60s are kind of a very male dominated period, but amongst the more famous men of the time, women were still able to make a huge impact, such as the Shirelles, Supremes. We'll have songs from them coming up later on in the show. But more important than this was the role of the 60s artists in creating a kind of girl group genre and sound, kind of the first major rock style really to be associated explicitly with women. That was Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Jimmy Mac, their 1967 hit. And as I believe read online, it was originally created by the most famous Motown kind of writing team, Holland, Dozier and Holland. And it was actually inspired, the song originally centres on the storyline of a girl who longs for her boyfriend to return home from kind of fighting and conflict or whatever, because she doesn't want to move on to someone else, so she really wants him to come back. The real kind of inspiration behind the lyrics in the song were when I believe Dozier was invited to a music industry awards dinner in 1964, and it was a tribute to a songwriter who had just died called Ronnie Mack, so you can see the similarity lyrically wise. And this was in 1964. And when the song, that was when the song was kind of originally written, but it wasn't deemed appropriate because obviously you had the Vietnam War and it's like a very topical issue, the whole idea of a soldier being the focus point of the song. So they held the release back and then released it as a single in early 1967, which was by the time the Vietnam War was a highly kind of debated issue. So they kind of waited until they thought it was like really relevant time to release it. But moving on next, we have the incredible Carole King.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying.
It's Too Late by Carole King. You're listening to Girl Power on Leeds Student Radio. And I thought it was really important to include King in tonight's show because she's kind of someone I've never really heard of before. I did a little bit of research into the 60s and songwriting. And it turns out that alongside her first husband, Jerry Goffin, she, I believe, wrote 118 pop hits on the Billboard Hot 100. So she wrote all these songs whilst being like a mother and raising children. And in the pre-Beatles era, she co-wrote a host of standard classics, including The Locomotion, which was made famous by Little Eva, who was actually, interestingly, King's babysitter, which is like a weird link between the two. And most famously, probably, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. But the song that I'm going to play next is a track that King wrote and was performed by the Shirelles, and it is called Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Still Love Me Tomorrow on Leeds Student Radio. The time is 25 minutes past six and you are listening to Girl Power, and tonight we are looking at 1960s girls and girl groups. So without further ado, that was actually the first record by a black female group to reach number one in the American pop charts in 1960, which is incredible, really. It's quite surprising that was the first time. But the Shirelles' acceptance kind of reflected, it was really important, like, how they were received, because they were accepted by both black and white audiences. And at the time, you had the civil rights movement. So it was really kind of quite a big thing that they were kind of enjoyed by both audiences. And it kind of paved the way for further artists to do the same. But now we're moving on to one of my favourite tracks of tonight. This is just a classic, released in 1968, and this is Janis Joplin.
Like you on my own. The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was Anna Karina there with Roller Girl, released in 1967 from her musical comedy Anna. And before that, we had Janis Joplin with Peace of My Heart, a classic, classic 60s tune. Anna Karina, you've probably heard of. She's quite a famous French, I think she's originally Danish, but relocated to France in the 60s. And she's a really famous actress. She starred in a lot of Jean-Luc Godard films, particularly in Femme, I think, if I'm pronouncing it right. I can't really remember. But she's kind of become like a cult fashion inspiration as well from the 60s. Her films are really great. You want to check them out. I didn't really know much about her singing career, but it appears that she did a lot of work with Serge Gainsbourg, so that's quite interesting if you want to check that one out. But next up on Girl Power, we have Dusty Springfield.
I'm not afraid to die.
Dusty Springfield there with I Only Want to Be With You, released in 1964. She was actually the second kind of artist to really break America in the 60s after the Beatles. It actually entered the chart at 77 in the last week of January 1964. This was kind of like when the Beatles were still at like number 69. I think I Want to Hold Your Hand at number 3, She Loves You, kind of in the charts, like that kind of era. And the song was first released, she was kind of part of a kind of group called the Springfields, which is cute. And it was released in 1963, 3 weeks before their final concert, actually. But moving on, I'm going to have a song from a classic 60s film now. Majority of people will have seen this film. It is, of course, Breakfast at Tiffany's, which first premiered in 1961. And it's going to be the kind of song from Breakfast at Tiffany's, Moon River. It's been done so many times by so many people. I think Andy Williams did like a kind of interpretation of it. But originally, the scores and music for Breakfast at Tiffany's were created by Henry Mancini. And this song was actually created by him, especially for Audrey Hepburn. He later said that while many versions of the song have been done by other people, he feels that Audrey's was the best. And he later reported, and I remember I saw this in a documentary about the film, that after the very first preview screening of the film, the president of Paramount Pictures, which is like the pictures that the film is done under, actually said that he wanted to have the song removed from the film because it's a little bit rusty, a little bit raw, like it's not exactly perfected, like the rest of the score is really smooth, cohesive and kind of fits the whole theme of the film, whereas this one's a little more real and he wanted it removed. But like Audrey was known for being quite nice and she would work with people, like, and this was like one of the first times where she just said no, said over her dead body she didn't want the song to be removed, and of course they kept the song and here it is now. It is Moon River.
Shut
much gambling these days. These days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another highway. I had a lover, I don't think I'll risk another these days. If I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been losing so long.
Students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
There you have it. That was Audrey Hepburn with Moon River, followed by These Days by Nico. If you enjoyed that, you should definitely check out some of her other kind of material she's done with the Velvet Underground, especially After Hours, which is such an amazing song. It's kind of a really like nice goodnight sleep playlist kind of tune. But that was from her 1967 album, Chelsea Girl. And she's actually a German model, actress, singer and songwriter, alongside other things. But I remember the first time I kind of encountered that song was from the Wes Anderson film, I think it's The Royal Tenenbaums, when Margot's getting off the bus and towards Richie. It's kind of like this really lovely, like, kind of romantic, like, scene. But, yeah, next we're going to play a classic 60s artist. She's inspired so many people. This song's been covered so many times. Been probably played at countless weddings. It is Etta James with At Last.
Found the dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that
the incredible Etta James there on Leeds Student Radio. You are listening to Girl Power, and tonight we have been looking at artists from the 1960s, from the Supremes to Janis Joplin to the Ronettes, and of course that was Etta James with At Last, released November 15th, 1960, and it's just remained a classic. It's one that we always associate with her. It was, I believe, ranked 119 on Rolling Stone's greatest albums of all time, because it was obviously like an album as well. But moving on, we're going to have a bit more French, because why not? And this is Françoise Hardy.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was Françoise Hardy with Le Temps de l'Amour, taken from the 1962 album The Yeah Yeah Girl from Paris, studio album, published all in French. It didn't originally have a title at the time, but that was the name that was given to it, because the cover just had a picture of her with an umbrella on it. And that kind of track has been used And this seems like we're on a Wes Anderson film kind of theme. But interesting, that song was included in Wes Anderson's Moonrise Kingdom, and it's a song that kind of becomes really associated with that film. So definitely check it out if you haven't seen it yet. But we're going to end tonight on a band that we started this show with, because this show has all been about 60s girl groups and female singers paving the way and influencing artists right up until today. And the song, obviously, as I've said, the group that we're going to finish with is the American female singing group and premier act of Motown Records, The Supremes. They were obviously the most commercially successful of Motown's acts, and to date, I believe, are America's most successful vocal group, with 12 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. The song that I'm going to play is a classic favourite of mine. It was actually released in 1970, but I hope you'll let me off for that. It's Stone Love. This has been Jessica. You have been listening to Girl Power. Tune in next week at 6 for more female artists and tracks, new and old. Thank you very much. This is Stone Love.
Now I wanna tell you of a great love. Oh, it will light up, it will show. Just believe.